So after Aaron has a rare bad game or subpar game, maybe, what's it like to be with him the next week?
You know, it's rare. It does happen, but you know, it's you just got to take it for what it is. You got to learn from it. That's the biggest thing. You know, his ability to take the stuff that he did well, which he did a lot of good things in the game, and then take the things he didn't do well, and you know, work on those aspects of the game. But it's every experience, whether it's positive or negative, is a learning experience, and that's kind of the approach you take.
I don't want to speak for anybody else here, but for me, you know, there's an awkwardness to trying to ask him questions about something he didn't do well. I don't think he particularly appreciates that. It doesn't happen very often. And somebody, I think it might have been Ryan, who asked him about his fundamentals yesterday, and he came back with that line about how he was two-time fundamental, all fundamental, whatever. And he, I mean, you've seen him, you know, he's perfect. I'm just, like, on the interception, that doesn't look to me, and I'm not the quarterback's coach, like an Aaron Rodgers throw. It looks like he's leaning back. He's not stepping into the ball. I'm just wondering, am I wrong about that? And are there things that even one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time sometimes lapses into some bad habits and needs to be reminded by his coaches, hey, this isn't you, this is you?
Yeah, I mean, that happens often. And I can go back to, you know, days with Drew Bledsoe, and he'd say, hey, you just got to remind me every once in a while, stick my foot in the ground, you know, because it's just second nature. And on that particular play, you know, we had a free rusher, and we had to get the ball out of our hand early, and I think that's why, the ball floated and came inside a little bit. Typically, you know, we get that thing all blocked up, and he's drilling it. But the circumstances of that play, I think, is why the ball didn't have the zip that you normally see from an errant pass. But you know, you're always coaching throughout the course of a game. Hey, you're playing a little too fast here. Let's slow down. That's natural for every player, you know, not just the great ones. But, you know, like I said, it's the beauty about Aaron is he's such a, you know, competitive guy. And, you know, my history is you know, if he has a down day, he's going to bounce back. And that's what we were expecting.
And is there, I know how much he respects you and respects Tom. Is there a certain approach you have to take with him on the rare occasions where, like, he plays 90% good in a game and 10% bad, or 95%, 5%, if it's 80-20 or 75-25, is there a different approach for you if he hasn't been?
You know, maybe with young players. But, you know, Tom and I could sit in the room with him, with Coach, and let that tape roll and not say a word. And he knows exactly what he should have done and what he shouldn't do. So, you know, you don't want to be the master of the obvious, but at the same time, you're coaching the younger guys in the room too. So, you know, you'll make comments on it. But, you know, there's no one that feels worse in the room than he did, you know, after the game the other night. And that's the truth of the matter.
How about the fumbles? He had a couple of years where I think he had five for the whole year. Mm-hmm. He had three the other night, and you know, the Arizona game, he had three as well. I mean, that's more in the whole season. What do you see there?
Just, you know, we got to take care of the football. I mean, that's the number one thing. Two hands in the pocket at all times, two hands out when you're running it in traffic, and that's been addressed. You know, we put him through the gauntlet today and made him do some ball security things that he was ready to do and happy to do, and, you know, and had a little fun with it at the same time. But that's something that we addressed, and, you know, it's an area of emphasis for this week and continuing through the season.
This is even the case, and tell me if I'm wrong, by all means, but there just seemed to be a couple times when the protection looked like he was good and he bailed early. Is he seeing the rush at all more than he has in the past?
No, I don't see that at all. You know, I see, you know, with his ability to move and extend plays, I think sometimes that you confuse that for flushing early.
On that interception that you mentioned, I think you were outnumbered, but I think it was actually blocked well, at least by the time you had the ball. I think the pocket was okay. Is that just a matter of he knows you're outnumbered?
He knows he's outnumbered.
So you just can't assume it's going to be blocked?
Yeah, you're throwing hot. It's not going to be. You're throwing hot timing, basically, you know, with an extra rusher. So your mindset is, I can't hold the ball at all here.
He's going to get there if it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a big part of the NFL is adjusting in season to circumstances, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much latitude do you have in adjusting your offense? Like, you're predominantly a no-huddle team. Do you have the latitude to be to go the other way if you want to for a full season, for the rest of the season if you want to do that? Or are there limits to how much tweaking you can do there?
No, I mean, that's up to coach's discretion, I think, of how we want to approach it. And, you know, no huddle's been very good to us. And we like when we play them fast. Guys get into a rhythm. You know, if the defense tells you that you're better off huddling up that week and you feel like your personnel's better to huddle, I don't think we'd ever have a problem. But, you know, we operate out of the no huddle and we operate efficiently. We just got to get it going.
Thank you.